God created a number of blessings for human beings to eat and drink. They all taste different from one another. These blessings reveal God as the provider. It is God who provided you with good and wholesome things. That is God, your Lord. Blessed be God, the Lord of all the worlds. If God had so willed, there could have been only one form of food in the world, but in order to cause human beings to give thanks, He created various blessings. This is God's mercy and favor towards humanity. In every item of food and drink, there are signs to remind us of God's blessings to us. For example, most fruits were created with a wrapping. This wrapping, or skin, protects them from spoiling or rotting and keeps them clean, beautiful, and sweet-smelling. Sliced oranges, grapefruits, and other such fruits with high vitamin C content are prepared to be easily eaten. These fruits grow in the winter, that is, just when people need vitamin C. In summer, there is greater need for water, and in that season, such fruits as thirst-quenching melons, watermelons, peaches, and grapes are abundant. These details all prove that God created fruits especially for human beings. The sight of fruit blossoms and the fruits hanging on the branches of the trees is another beautiful thing offered by God to human beings. Clusters of grapes, green and red apples, peaches. When you cut a kiwi fruit in two, you see a finely worked tapestry. Another fruit known for its aesthetic appearance is the strawberry, lying red among its green leaves. Despite the fact that all these fruits came from the dark earth, each of them has a different taste and smell, and a beautiful color. They show us once again God's artistry, His endless knowledge and intelligence. In a verse of the Quran, God advises human beings to think about these blessings. It is He who sends down water from the sky, from which we bring forth growth of every kind, and from that we bring forth the green shoots, and from them we bring forth close-packed seeds, and from the spathes of the date palm date clusters hanging down, and gardens of grapes and olives and pomegranates, both similar and dissimilar. Look at their fruits as they bear fruit and ripen. There are signs in that for people who believe.